All right. Check one. Check two. Check three. Here we go. Welcome to the Cannabis Coffee Hour. With your host, me, Rob Cantrell. As we voyage into the internet space, drinking coffee and smoking cannabis, playing my beat machine, another episode 261. I'm excited about this episode. I am excited. Check. I want to make sure this is coming through. You know, I'm doing all the mixes, and I do love doing these solo episodes. I got a great cup of coffee. I've had a little bit too much cannabis. No, I've had just enough. Enough to do a podcast. Enough to be here with you always and forever at the Cannabis Coffee Hour. No, I have a blue bottle coffee. I picked up a can. I've always loved blue bottle coffee. It's just always been a top-notch coffee. It's a little bit more expensive, but every time I've spent the money on it, it did taste really good. And there was a sale on it, actually. This thing was only like $3.50, and I knew it was going to be really good since it was blue bottle, and I took it home. And I already kind of drank my coffee in the afternoon, so I'm doing like an afternoon podcast. And this is what's fun to me, drinking coffee, having a few bowls, playing the beat machine, talking with everybody, telling you about the shows that I've been doing, telling about the shows I've done, past and present and future tense, but also some movies. I just saw the One Love movie, the Bob Marley flick. I loved it. I highly, highly recommend One Love. The movie, the lifestyle, the concept, all day. Mm. Oh, man. And I got some good oat milk in there. So I just had good ice, a fresh can. And I kind of needed some coffee. I kind of ran out. It's been a while, maybe an hour or two, so I hadn't had some coffee. But I knew this was just the amount I needed. And being cold, you know, it being cold, it's a little extra treat for the second part of the day, coffee. Coffee's taking over. But it can stress you out. That's why I did just get one of these little guys. I'm trying to be really, I mean, I have to say, the Old Pal cannabis that's legal here in New York, and I've seen that it's been around, but it's grown outdoors, the price is good, the font, it just seems ethically dope, and the setup is amazing. They have hemp papers, and it's all ground, and it's in that pouch. I have to say, I was very, very impressed. And I've been hanging on to it. It's been lasting and keeping me, you know, never not wanting or whatever you want to say. I'm good. Good in the hood. In the neighborhood. Yeah, speaking of the neighborhood, there is a new dispensary. It's the first female black-owned dispensary. I want to give them a shout out, and I want to go over there. I'm just done with mine, so tomorrow I'm going to try to go over there and introduce myself and try to get the owner on the podcast. Matawana. I walked by it. It's Matawana, and it looked great. It's part of the Housing Works, and everybody at the Housing Works, the thing about the Housing Works is all their brands are really dope. And Matawana, she's a female. You know, this is female month. Shout out to all the females in the world, all the females in my life. Yeah, I just think nature is a female entity, you know. I think it's it must be respected. Moms, sisters, always much love, much disrespect. Matawana on Fifth Avenue. I'm going to go check it out. You know, I was going to maybe try to do it for this podcast, but I'm trying to do it, you know, a weekly podcast. So what's nice is to kind of go at my own pace in terms of figuring this all out. But I am excited to take some outside and shoot, as well as do some interviews, as well as do some shapeshifter interviews. I got some stuff booked, and that will be the full video. On the YouTube page. Definitely subscribe to the YouTube page. That's where it's at. Everybody's in their own YouTube spaceships. Why don't you come on aboard the Cannabis Coffee Hour? We're drinking ice cold, fresh canned, blue bottled. Just a shot. Not the whole banger. It's a little half can. I love it. Highly recommend. For an afternoon, oh, I got a little project I got to do. It's perfect. Because it's strong. I got the bold one. But it's not like a espresso shot. Espresso shot's the same thing. But I'm trying to ease up on the espressos. But I did see, I did have some Americanos this week. I've been flipping over to Americanos a little bit. Shout out to, I should go up there. I've been looking at all these coffee shops and doing like my setups here, and then, you know, I'm figuring it out. But I definitely want to kind of like vibe out and check out all these shops, talk to roasters, talk to, you know, big time cannabis people, big time coffee people, big time funky beat people, big time comedy people. Shout out again to Richard Lewis. Shout out Kenny DeForester. Young and old comics. And I worked with both. I don't know if I got to tell that story on the last podcast. I may have brought it up. Sometimes I've been trying to listen to it, and I know I skirt around, you know, stories, concepts and ideas, but I just want to make sure. Yeah, it was amazing. It was the first time I was booked at the it was the first time I did a theater. So I'd been doing comedy about 2.5 years in San Francisco and getting good at it, at least for 2 years. I was opening and making money, and not a ton, but traveling around the Bay Area. I had a day job, barely. I did a couple different things. But when I was with Richard Lewis, yeah, I think I had a day job when I was the assistant teacher at the school. Yeah, it was Great American Music Hall. First time I did a theater, and it was Richard Lewis. W. Kamau Bell was on the bill. I met him. It was just a one, you know, you don't... But he, in passing, he was really awesome. Is very cool. I remember there was like a cooler of long neck Budweisers, which is a classy move. I will say, when I used to drink, Budweiser was great, but I always liked the bottles. Every time beer is better in bottles. Most things are better in bottles. That's so weird. But this blue bottle canned isn't that bad. Sometimes you need a little bit of can, sometimes you need a little bit of bottle. But I guess I don't want to be name droppy. I'm trying to stay away from that part of show business. But I also got to be, you know, mindful of show business, because I'm in it. I just, I'm doing like a little horror film I'm excited about. So I'm flying out. So yeah, I'll talk about that on the podcast. A little indie film. So these things that I've been talking about have been happening. It's just little by little, you know. A lot of it's just letting go. Catching up flow. Now you know. We gotta do it one more time. I was trying to get this bass line to come in, but it didn't work out. Let's see here. What am I doing wrong? This is like having so much caffeine. Every time I try to do this, like, but you gotta stay cool and work with the mistakes. I had this. So I guess maybe I'll turn on the beat machine there. It's almost so much playing the beats and talking all at the same time. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I'll go ahead and do that. And then I'm like, oh my God, this is a lot harder than I thought. But we'll get back into it. But I wanted to make sure, yeah, the Matawana Dispensary, the first female black-owned dispensary in Brooklyn, New York, is very close to me, and I'm excited to go shop there. They carry back, back home cannabis, which is some of my favorite flower. So I'll probably go over there and pick up, and it's all at very good rates, under $40. You know, for an eighth, and that will last, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month. Less is more, but then sometimes it's fun to be decadent. That's what I like about coffee and cannabis. But that's the thing about the Bob Marley film, and then Rastafari. Rastafarianism, Jamaica. I do think as getting older or growing, cannabis is just something that can help me deal with society in the sense of, staying fit, staying working out, staying excited, because it does cure so much of like the aches and pains, and it also inspires. But like anything, I don't think anything's one thing. I think it's a part of the whole. And we're always a part of the whole being the 10,000 things, the things that we're all connected to in your life. That's what they talk about, like what is your consciousness and like, and then that's when I think, a lot of these like politics and you know, advertisements, you know, it's just trying to buy space in your brain a little bit. But, you know, I don't know. I do have a blast doing this podcast. I just want to note, let everybody know I appreciate me, you know, just being able to sample amazing good coffee. I've got, you know, two people that are sending, you know, some really high quality coffee that I'm excited to sample. And then to be in a position where, you know, this is the first time legalization is happening, and I just wanted to document it in a cool and normal way, but at the same time, you know, in a respectful way. And you know, I think it all comes hand in hand with like music, comedy. Speaking of, I am doing a show. I saw the movie at the Nighthawk in Brooklyn, New York, which is a great theater. And I ate a veggie burger, and that was amazing. Not that that's amazing, but it did taste amazing. If you cook anything right, but at the same time, lately I've been thinking about getting a steak. You know, you can't tie me down that way. But I did appreciate having the veggie burger option, and it was delicious. Yeah, I'm going to do my show 1972 again at Young Ethel's, April 17th. Young Ethel's, put it on the calendar, April 17th. I'll just do another whole other hour. I taped the last one, and now it's just been brilliant to take notes from it, or just like really good to just like zero in on it. And now I'll just do some more stuff, some newer stuff, and work on it. I think I am going to be charging at the door for this one. It was such a successful, but you know, doing a free show, but not much, maybe like 5 or 10. But it was so much fun to do. And again, going up to Vermont, I've been Zillowing places in Vermont. I had such a good time up there. That blew my mind. But I have fun in the city, you know. Everything's traveling so fast. I don't know. With comedy and doing shows and hopefully doing this podcast out there on the road, I see it. To the left, to the right. Take a bong hit. Take a bowl hit. Now stretch. To the left. To the right. Do a bong hit. Do a bowl hit. Now stretch. Little hand claps. Can't go wrong with hand claps. Sipping some coffee, pumping bass. Oh, I forgot that I had that on. There we go. It's been just so rainy and cold here. That's what was so nice seeing the Bob Marley just being reminded of Jamaica. And then cannabis is so good on these rainy days. It's just good for eating like tomato soup, which I've done. Made some hot tomato soup yesterday with a kale salad. It was delicious. I did this show the other night at Rose. It was Midtown Monday. I haven't been going, it was just been so rainy. But I had to do this show. I didn't know. It was just like a weird booking. And it ended up being all right. But it was like in a hotel. And the bathrooms were outside the bar in the hotel. So it was like a, you know, the scenario. But it wasn't that bad. You know, I got to work out the material. You just got to do some of these gigs. And that's what I do like doing now and then. And so it's just sometimes it's grab bag. Sometimes it's like the best gig of your life, and sometimes it's just a weird hotel in Midtown. But part of the mystery is a lot of the fun. Bring it on back. I've been good about meditating. Well, I can't say. I was supposed to do 20 minutes. I broke at 10. But I'm trying not to get hard on myself. Maybe I'll do 10 minutes after that. Maybe that's why it's been a little bit more beat playing on this podcast. Maybe a little bit more focus on what we're trying to do here. But I do love this little echo. And I know that's how they create dub music.
Thank you.
let's roll back to this one. I've been messing up a lot of slices. And then I tried to switch it up, and now I'm eating a lot of chicken salad sandwiches. And I haven't been hating on them. They've been pretty good. Up. And that's how you make the chicken salad. Make the chicken salad. Make the chicken salad. Get some chicken. Cook it up. Maybe a funky breast. Who knows what's next? Well, you oil that breast up. Then you put it in the pan. Hot damn. Get some cracked pepper. Fuck it up. Sea salt. What's up? Fry it down. Fry it up. Cook it down, put it in the oven. I don't give a fuck, just cook it up. Cause we make a chicken salad. And we need the chicken good. Don't want raw chicken. That's not good for anybody's health. Raw chicken. Yeah, that was a good chicken salad sandwich that I had yesterday. It's funny how, like, food and tastes kind of move. Like, you kind of go through phases of, like, oh, man, I'm all about kale salads, or I'm all about avocado toast, or I'm all about mashed potatoes. I'm all about... It's almost like there's so much variety in the world right now. And I don't know. I know it's a lot of, like, perspective. That, you know, I think things are just rearranging. Like, you have to just really focus on what you want, because it is right there. You know, it is, you know, whether it's creating a podcast about coffee and cannabis where you get to play beats and sing songs about making chicken salad sandwiches, then that's what it is, you know. That's the gig. I love playing with this thing, and I love recording the podcast, and I love dancing into the unknown, but I also, you know, I definitely wanted to talk about the One Love film, the direction was awesome, the actor was amazing, the music was amazing, I cried at the end, the dude was 36 years old, he did so much, you know, in terms of peace and love and spreading good vibes. It was just humbling, you know, as an artist, as a man, and to have all that and to have it, you know, to go into death, you know, and to have that. So, you know, it's just heavy, man. And the music is just so great. And and Ziggy Marley opens the film, and Ziggy Marley says, you know, the family approves of this. You know, it's definitely a Hollywood film, you know, in this essence of, like, the Elton John film, or the essence of the NWA film, or the essence of any of the newer rock star music documentary type of stuff. But I don't know. I just find it fascinating. You know, any music documentary stuff is just fascinating. In the sense of, like, VH1 always had, like, behind the band stuff. And they would play that stuff on loop for days on end, episode after episode, so somebody was watching it. That's what that means. Shout out Blue Bottle Coffee. Good company. Their coffee shops are always kind of the bomb. And the thing I was looking at Blue Bottle about was they had this instant espresso, like instant coffee, but it's like salted caramel espresso. It's under their Kraft Instant Espresso Multi-Serve. Make heavenly iced or hot lattes in seconds anywhere life leads you, at home, your in-laws, an Airbnb getaway, anywhere you crave a Blue Bottle cafe quality espresso drink. Wow. Comes in a little jar. It's just like espresso dust. All you have to do is pour water. I want some of that. I gotta get the sponsorships rolling. But I got some people sending in some great coffee. You know, last episode I tried Stumptown. This episode I'm doing Blue Bottle again. You know, we're up to 261 episodes. I've tried coffee. I know I goof off a lot on this podcast, but I have been very consistent with drinking coffee and sampling all kinds of coffee. So I can say I am a coffee expert. I am a cannabis expert, whatever expert is. But I guess it means you've been doing it around a lot. You've been doing it a lot. You have a taste. You have an opinion. But I can only express my own opinion. And my opinion really doesn't matter. It's just information that's passed on to you. Because I do think society's changing. And I do think people are getting nicer. I do think all the suffering through the pandemic and the mental health and just the mass hysteria on the internet and, you know, out there, this new president thing, the election's going to hype up all kinds of wild energy. But the energy I want is cannabis and coffee. Good love, one love. More in the moment, more trusting my instincts, more trusting of the moment, trusting of my friends, trusting of the universe. I trust it. I've gone this far. It's been awesome. I've been quietly like having low key, like best days of my life type of stuff, just with, you know, just the little shit. It feels like I'm finally becoming a lot more comfortable in my skin. And my skin tells me I want to drink coffee and smoke cannabis and do this podcast and do comedy. But also make films. And that's what's been happening, you know, all this talking about it. But also, applying it and showing up. But the biggest thing has been not thinking about it and just doing it. But even, like, I don't know, it's wild when you prepare for stuff, when the build-up, like, this other part of the ego jumps in there. But sometimes you just got to look at things in the reality of it. But the reality of it, nobody knows. That's why you can't take it too serious, I guess.
Stand-up hour. It should be really fun.
1972. My one-man show. It's coming together. You know, I just think shooting it and putting the content together, and then it's kind of good practice for a comedy special. So, yeah, come check me out at Young Ethel's. I'm doing it again. The first time was awesome. It was a Tuesday at 9 o'clock. This time it's going to be a Wednesday at 9 o'clock. They gave me one day more. So it should be fun. I have been on a chicken salad sandwich phase, but then I also want to give a shout out to the buffalo chicken wrap I had today. It was really good. Maybe too good. I ate the whole thing really fast, and then I did the podcast. But thank God for Blue Bottle coffee. It was like this little can and just keeps on lasting forever. I think it's just because it's so strong. And it's over ice. So it's hard to chug something that's like in ice. Even though I shouldn't be chugging coffee. Going to be out in LA in April, so I'm putting that trip together. So keep an eye out for me in California. I haven't been out to California since the pandemic, so it'll be after 420. It's like the last week of April, but I'm lining stuff up, and I should definitely record a podcast while I'm out there. I have a lot of old friends I gotta look up. But, you know, asking people to do the podcast, you know, it's a part of the gig. I'm looking forward to it. What can I say? I highly recommend Blue Bottle coffee. Highly recommend the One Love movie. Highly recommend going to check out my one-man show, 1972, at Young Ethel's. Coming up on April 17th. So I'll be in Brooklyn, and then I'm flying right out to LA for some stuff. So it should be fun. You can always find out what I'm doing at www.robcantrell.com. I try to keep it official with the tour dates. I might have to pick up some of this Kraft Instant Espresso Multi-Serve. It just looks too good. I don't know what the hell that was. Hold on. we've done that one before. There's so many patterns, and just how to lay it out, it's always different. That's what I trip out about, like, music, is, like, you can just keep on, I mean, with all of this stuff, making it something out of nothing, whether it's coffee, coffee goes as deep as you want. You know, I'm learning more and more. I've been talking about it and drinking it forever, but I still don't know everything. Same thing with cannabis, same thing with comedy. That's what's so fun about, you know, being alive and examining these things up close. So with that, I just want to say peace and love, and I'm going to take that out with that. Here's a couple more beats. And I love you.